Welcome to Quiver Financial's market update for March 2024. Find out what we're seeing in stocks, interest rates, metals, and oil. I'm Colby McFadden with Quiver Financial, joined with Patrick Moorhead and Justin Singletary. Gentlemen, welcome to March of 2024. Oil, this is what we talked about. We'd like to see oil continue to stair-step higher. That's essentially what it's been doing. In fact, it's been doing this scary little coil up. I know today it was up about 2%, so we may have started to break out towards this 80 level on USO. I haven't looked at a chart at the end of the day. But boy, oh boy, this is not what you want to see if you want the Goldilocks interest rate scenario. Oil really needs to stay between, like USO would need to stay between 65 and 75 in order for us to stay Goldilocks. If oil starts to break out later this year, and if it gets weaponized, if Saudi, Iran, Iraq, Russia, if they weaponize oil to influence the election in some way, that's something we got to be aware of. For right now, it's going to help the Chevrons, it's going to help the British Petroleum, it's going to help the Exxons. But be careful, because eventually, at some point, high enough oil prices will bring in the recession and break down in economy fears. So right there again, the trend is there. If you're in oil, if you're in oil names, enjoy the trend. It's helping us, but it's something that we want to watch and develop over time.
Yeah, and I would just add that, with the whole electric car market, though it's small in comparison to, the gasoline cars, you're seeing a shift with the bigger, American manufacturers as well as the Japanese manufacturers, as far as they're cutting production when it comes to their fully electric vehicles. And they're increasing production when it comes to their hybrid / electric vehicles, which is essentially something that still takes gas. So, I think over the long term, or, by long term, I mean the next, 20, let's call it 10 to 20 years, it's not going anywhere. And to your point of, we have this whole new generation of people that are going to be driving, taking kids to soccer practice and doing different things. All of those things take energy, and energy costs money.
Yeah.
So I think that, in the long term, this is probably one of the last stages of energy prices rising over time before something else replaces it entirely at some time in the distant future, is my personal opinion.
Yeah. Corporations that have been around for 100 years are pretty smart and know how to survive. And, the Shells, the British Petroleums, the Chevrons, the Exxons, they all dropped the oil name from their title a long time ago. Right. And they're all energy companies. And they're now the biggest owners of patents in anything that has to do with solar and wind. And we said this years ago that they were just going to wait until those markets develop enough. And then they're going to come in with their deep pockets and ability to scale. And they're going to take it to the next level when it makes sense to them. They'll let all the venture capital guys, all the small guys, burn their money up. And then they'll come in and buy the assets, cheap on. And that's essentially what's happened over the years. So oil is not going away, but you're going to see a world over the next 20 years where you have a much better balance between all these fuel sources, like all these energy sources. You're going to have a better balance than what we had before. And that will develop over 20 years. It's going to take a long time, and it needs to take a long time, because if it did anything shorter than that, it disrupt the whole friggin' economy that we're in. There's a lot of jobs, there's a lot of businesses, there's a lot of cities like Houston, Justin, that really do need to make sure that the energy game stays alive. So I don't think you're going to see anything in that space change overnight, because it affects too many people. And so it's a 20, 30-year process. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. Here's the bottom line.